Newstoday.com/en.
Supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This program today is special. We're speaking about orphan care in Islam.
She was just standing there, little girl all alone, barely covered head to toe, barely just 12 years old. Why is she all alone? Why is the world just so cold? Why don't we play our part? What is hard in our hearts? What is hard in our hearts?
But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 19th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, we choose a chapter in Nisa from the Holy Quran to listen to, and verse 2.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'atu al-yatama amwalahum wa la tatabaddalu al-khabitha bit-tayyib. ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالكم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا.
And give to the orphans their properties, and do not substitute the defective of your own for the good of theirs, and do not consume their properties into your own. Indeed, that is ever a great sin.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the time of the Prophet of Islam, one of the members of a tribe had a rich brother, and it happened that the rich brother passed away. Then, as a guardian of his brother's orphans, he took his property in his possession. But when his brother's son matured and demanded it, he denied returning his right to him. The subject was explained to the Holy Prophet. Then this verse was revealed, and when the man heard it, he repented and returned the property to its owner. Then the man said, "I refuge with Allah from that I be polluted through the great sin."
هو اليتيم قلب رحيم كفيله له النعيم هو اليتيم قلب رحيم وصية النبي الكريم.
Yes, we're speaking about orphan care in Islam. And you are with today's special. Orphan is a single word that carries many shades of meanings. No sooner does not utter it than one's heart is deeply moved. The word orphan is an adjective that is rarely mentioned by us in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives. We rarely pay attention to those helpless orphans lost in oblivion and thrust aside from our memories and always dropped from our ever busy schedules. In this age of globalization, we are almost unconscious when it comes to social solidarity. We learned a deep error when it comes to social giving and social sharing. Different disasters in the world today and across the globe have left hundreds of parentless children who are now forced to lead a very harsh life. It is our role to socially adapt them and to redraw an innocent smile on their pale faces that never experienced anything except crying since the death of their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with favoring orphans in the Islamic religion. As it's indicated in the prophetic conduct and sunnah and prophetic seerah, that is prophetic way of life, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was an orphan. As an orphan, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the warm attention of first of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib, and then the warm attention and special care of his paternal uncle Abu Talib. And in this regard, it must be indicated that Abu Talib was certainly not only the patron and caretaker of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather Abu Talib was the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, in this connection, it must be indicated that in the Islamic religion, those people who favor orphans and who are very much careful and considerate of the rights are especially selected and favored in the Islamic religion. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in one of his instructions, recommended the audience of his recommendations and instructions in this way: Allah, Allah bil aytam. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam indicated it with assertion and emphasis that people have to be careful about orphans. It shouldn't be the case that some orphans are left hungry, or some orphans might be left without the rights well satisfied.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, we're listening to a short part about supporting an orphan as an ultimate form of conscious charity. Supporting an orphan is the ultimate form of continuous charity, also known as Sadaqa Jariya. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said when a person dies, his deeds come to an end except for three: Sadaqa Jariya, a continuous charity, what a nice concept, or knowledge from which benefit is gained, or a righteous child who prays for him. Sponsoring an orphan means you could be sending a child to school, placing them in a loving home, and protecting them from dangerous situations such as abuse, violence, or exploitation. Everything the child learns as a result of your support means you will gain the reward for it. Every time the child learns to serve Allah, you will gain from it. Every time the child makes a supplication for your things, you will gain from it. That means Sadaqa Jariya.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub. في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
How can we help the orphan? That's a good question. Pray for an orphan, one of the first things that you may learn. When you decide to help orphans, is that there is many more orphans that you imagine. 132 billion according to UNICEF. One of the easiest things you can do at this moment is to pray for an orphan child or for the needs of an orphan. There are so many children waiting for adoption, and you could choose one kid and pray for her until she can find a family. If you search online, you can find waiting lists that give you information on specific children in your area for whom you can pray.
When Islam came to protect the rights of orphans. It put guidelines on how to treat the orphans and put an end to this oppression. That's why you see in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us some laws about how to deal with a yatim, with a orphan. For example, in one verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us about how to socially deal with an orphan. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَ. Ya Rasulullah, they ask you about the aytam, about the orphans. How do we deal with them? قُلْ وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَيْتَامِ قُلْ إِصْلَاحٌ لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ وَإِن تُخَالِطُوهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. The Holy Quran says that do not let them feel that they are different. Because like it or not, an orphan's life will never be like the life of a child who lives and grows up with his father, with his mother. When the father isn't there, the child will have certain needs that he will be denied of. The father takes the child to a doctor when the child is sick. But when the father isn't there, the son, that child has to look for someone else. My uncle, he has to look for his aunt, he has to look for a friend, for a neighbor. When he comes to the masjid, the father is holding the hands of his child. Anywhere the father goes, he takes his children with him. So that's why the Arabs, they used to see him as a tent. But this poor orphan, he does not have his father with him. So he will have certain needs that he is deprived of. The Holy Quran says, you believers, you try to what? Compensate for that need. Aslah, compensate for that need. Don't let them feel different. And mingle with them. Mix with them like your brothers. Ikhwanukum, brothers and sisters, treat them as you treat anyone.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting discussion. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder upon a wise saying from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. If you overpower your enemy, then pardon him by way of thankfulness to Allah for being able to subdue him.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is about the mercy of God, Allah's mercy. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following: Verily Allah Most High created 100 units of mercy on the day He created the heavens and the earth, each unit of which corresponds to all that is between the sky and the earth. Of these He descended one unit of mercy to the earth. So 100, there's 100 units of mercy, 100 mercies, and one of these mercies has been sent to the earth. And by virtue of that one unit, everything in creation shows understanding for one another. The mother is affectionate towards her child, and by virtue of the same unit, the birds and the beast are able to drink water, and all creatures are able to subsist. So the gist and the meaning of this hadith is that the God's mercy, right? God's mercy, which He which he sent to this world, and by means of which we see beauty and mercy and goodness in this world, is only a portion of the totality of God's mercy, right? All of the beauty that we see in this world, all of the goodness that we see in this world, it's only a manifestation, a small manifestation, a small twinkling or inkling of the infinitude of God's mercy. In a similar tradition, meaning a tradition which kind of emphasizes the vastness of God's mercy, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following. He said, "If you knew the worth of Allah's mercy, you would rely solely on that." I mean, if we were to understand the vastness of God's mercy, how infinitely great it is, right? We would never turn to anything else. We would always take recourse to it and ask help and secure from it, because it's so vast and it's so great, and it's so great that it, you know, by giving and showing us his mercy, nothing would be lost from that. Also, in a similar tradition, the fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has been narrated to have said the following: "It is no small wonder if man is given salvation on the day of resurrection. Rather, what is a wonder is how he manages to end up in eternal damnation in spite of all of God's all-encompassing mercy." I mean, God's mercy is so vast, it's so great, that it's actually surprising and amazing if, despite God's the vastness of God's mercy, a human being would be unable to be forgiven on the day of resurrection and would not enter Allah's heaven and his paradise. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the vastness of God's mercy in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome back again. Inshallah, in this session we will continue, we'll go through the rule ikhfa and apply the rule on some of the verses of the Holy Quran, okay? So we talked about the rule ikhfa, which means hiding the sound of noon or
tanween.
Tanween. Noon is sakin, not noon mutaharrik. If noon has fatha, kasra, dhamma, you can't hide. Okay, you have to say it. But whenever the noon is sakin, it doesn't have any harakat. Okay, and it means it doesn't have any short vowel sound. So no a, no e, no u. So it is talking. So hiding that sound, okay? How should we hide? This is important, okay? You kind of close your mouth a little, okay? But just let the air, okay, go out of your mouth, okay? Mouth, okay? Meow, meow. Just try to hide it, okay? Someone, for example, you put an almond or a candy, something, okay, in your mouth, okay? And you try to hide that one. Nobody sees, okay? You close your mouth easily. But do not close your mouth, okay? Just try to close a little, okay? But it has to have a space, okay? Between your lips. This way. That's it. You can see me, right?
Yes.
That's called ikhfa, how we do it, okay? For example, mil-ju'in. Mil-duni. Mil-duni, okay? Ahadan. And, for example, dal comes, okay? Ahadan or fa comes, okay? Whatever. So that's called ikhfa, hiding the sound of nun sakin or
tanween.
That's easy. But there is one important point about ikhfa with light letters and ikhfa with
heavy
letters. This is important. So when you apply the rule ikhfa with light letters, not heavy letters. Heavy letters are
ghain.
Ghain was from izhar. The rest of the heavy letters. Ra, kha, ghain. These three letters are not in ikhfa.
Yes.
Ba.
Sad, dad, ta,
ba,
qaf. Qaf. Sad, dad, ta, za. These five letters. Okay? You have to produce an ikhfa sound, but a heavy ikhfa. How, for example? For example, we have Mim, Noon, Min. This word is very easy. I'm making an example, okay? Min, then Sot. We have Mio, Mio, So, Mio, look. But when it's Fa, Mio, Mio, it's light sound. Light Ifa sound. Pay attention. Fa after Noon Sakin. Mio, 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 Bat. Heavy letter. Mio, Mio, do you pay attention?
Yes.
Mio, it's a heavy sound. Mio, it's a light sound, okay? Light ikhfa and heavy ikhfa. It is very important, okay?
Okay.
So the letters as well we learned, okay? The letters. Remember this ikhfa that I told you with light letters and heavy letters. With heavy letters, okay, ikhfa is done with? With both of them, okay? Ikhfa is done with ghunna. That's a ghunna sound. I told you that day, okay? That ghunna, when I was explaining ghunna.
Yes.
I said ghunna is also used in idgham. It's also used in?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. So, meow. This is a nasal sound that comes from your nose. Meow. Meow qabli. Meow qabli. Okay? Minkum. Minkum. That's a nasal sound. Minkum. Okay? All right?
Yes.
So, that's all about ikhfa, okay? So, let's go and practice some words. Try to practice some words with me, okay? Now, let's practice some words with heavy letters, okay? Ikhfa with heavy letters. So, would you repeat after me? Yan dhuru. Yan dhuru. Dha. Ta wa. Yan Dhuru. Say it.
Yan dhuru.
Separately, yes. Yan dhuru.
Yan dhuru.
Nuni sakin we have or no?
Yes.
Nuni sakin. After Nuni sakin?
Dha.
Is it from the rest of the letters?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not yarmalun. It's not throat letter. It's not the letter ba. Okay? The rest of the letters. So, is it a heavy letter or light letter?
Heavy.
Heavy letter. Yan dhuru. Dha. Law is a heavy letter. So, we should apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. But, ikhfa? With heavy letter and it means with ghunna. That's right. Okay, how do you say it?
Yanzuru.
That's right. Yanzuru. Yanzuru. Do it again, Hussein Musa.
Yanzuru.
That's right. That's correct. That's the correct way to produce the sound. Ikhfa sound, okay? With noon and heavy letter law. Yanzuru. Yanzuru. Ghunna means that producing a nasal sound and also stretching, yeah?
The yes. Sound. Yanzuru. The next one. Ali Nasir, you do this example. Man tagha. Say it separately.
Man tagha.
Okay. Man tagha. Now, Nuni Sakin plus ta. Ta is a heavy letter. Ikhfa, right? Yes. From the rest of the letters. So, Ali Nasir.
Man tagha.
Ahsant. Mashallah. Man tagha. Yeah. Man tagha. So, Sayyid Ruhullah, next yes. example with Tanween. A'adha ban qariba.
Azaban qariba. Yes.
Okay, azaban tanween.
Yes.
Qariba, qaf. Tanween plus qaf. Qaf is a heavy letter, right?
Yes, yes.
It's from the rest of the letters.
Yes.
So, azaban qariba. How do you apply the rule of ikhfa here?
Azaban qariba.
Uh-huh. Again?
Azaban qariba.
Azaban. If you say an, this is light letter. Light sound. An, do it again.
Azaban qariba.
Ahsan. So, mashallah, mashallah, Huzayn Ruhullah, azaban qariba.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Next example, okay, Fawad. Kutubun qayyimah. Fiha kutubun qayyimah. Okay, kutubun tanween. Qayyimah qaf heavy letter. How do you apply the rule ikhfa?
Kutubun
qayyimah.
Qayyimah.
Okay, now apply the rule ikhfa.
Kutubun qayyimah.
That's correct. Kutubun qayyimah. With ghunna sound. Kutubun qayyimah. So, practice these four examples after me. ينظر
ينظر
من طغى
من طغى
عذابا قريبا
عذابا قريبا
كتب قيمة
كتب قيمة.
Okay, and one more example. من قبل
من قبل
منكم
منكم.
This, when it comes to ikhfa with the letter kaf, okay, it's a little different. How? When you hide the sound noon, try to hide it in a way which comes kind of close to the letter kaf. It means you're hiding the sound of the noon, okay, or tanween.
Yes.
But from the other way, from the other side, okay, you are kind of making the sound of kaf more clear.
Yes.
Look, minkum, minkum, a nasal sound. Minkum, say it. Minkum,
minkum.
Okay, minkum. That's good. More nasal sound it is. Okay, cough. Minkum,
minkum.
Okay, and also sheen. Sheen is as well this way. Okay. For example, we have min sherri.
Yes.
Min. Me, look, mish, mish, mish. It comes close to the letter sheen sound,
yes.
Okay? Okay, the sound of the letter sheen.
Mishri.
Mishri. Do not say mishri. Mishri. Mi, for example, we have min sherri. Min sherri al-waswas al-khannas. So the letter kaf and the letter sheen, they are kind of different. Mishri. Minkum. Okay? So pay attention to this.
Okay.
So, alhamdulillah, we learned what ikhfa is and how we apply the rule, okay? So, ikhfa means hiding, and also it is the pronunciation of Nun Sakina or Tanween in a way so that the sound is between Idgham and Idhar. We said yes, between Idgham and Idhar. It's kind of hiding and also producing a Gunna sound, a nasal sound, okay? Hiding that sound and also... Gunna. What was Ikhfa? Idhar? Idhar was to do nothing.
Yes.
Okay? But in Ikhfa, we hide it. We hide it, it means we do not merge it, we do not change it.
Yes.
So it is much closer to the Idhar rule, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And also Idgham, we do not apply it in with Ikhfa, okay? Idgham is not here. Idhar is not here. Iqlab is not here. It is just something between Idgham and Idhar, it says, okay? So Ghunna is there from Idgham that we have. Idhar is there, why? Because we do not change, we do not merge, okay? Yes. Idhar, we do not do anything. Just hide it a little, okay? The sound is clear. We see it is noon. Meow. It is noon, yes? Is it noon sound or no? Meow qabli. Yes. Noon sound it is, okay? We hide it. But still we understand that this is the noon sound. But when you say, may ya'mal, do you understand there is a noon?
No.
Famay ya'mal. No, there is no noon sound, okay? But whenever it comes to ikhfa, you clearly understand that, yeah, there is a noon sound, okay? But we have hidden, okay? We have hidden. So, may ya'mal idgham. Noon is not clear. Noon is clear, okay? We have that noon sound, but a little hiding it, okay? We are hiding it. So, that was about ikhfa. Ikhfa with heavy letters, ikhfa with light letters. It is important. You have to pay attention, okay? So, that's it. So, thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. We'll take a break and we'll be back, okay? Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترى عرفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail's application. وَلَيْتَ شِعْرِي يَا سَيِّدِي وَإِلَهِي وَمَوْلَايِ. Would that I knew my master, my Allah and my protector, أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَ. Whether you will give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down, prostrating before your greatness, وَعَلَى أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقًا. And the tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness. To the part where it says, مَا هَكَذَا الظَّنُّ بِكَ. No such opinion is held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبْ. Nor has such been reported, thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the Generous. One important aspect of this excerpt of the supplication is that the true servant is having a really good idea about Allah, a human who is a believer, righteous, and virtuous. He is going to seek Allah's path during his lifetime, and he should have a good idea about Allah's mercy. He is sure of the forgiveness and blessings of the Almighty Allah since he has had it during his lifetime. And our supplications, specifically this very Kumail supplication, is replete with the instances of the servant confessing to this fact that he has done sins, but he's hopeful. He has entertained a good opinion of the Almighty Allah. In other words, while the servant is in fear of the hereafter and Allah's chastisement, he should be hopeful of the benevolent treatment at death time. Not just that, but also in the purgatory, and especially on the last day, so he's always seeking forgiveness of the sins. Everyone should be hopeful of Almighty Allah. Everyone should be hopeful that Allah will accept the efforts bringing the servant to the paradise among his true friends.
I wish I had known, O my master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness? Or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you? Or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction? Or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you? Or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively? Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah,
let me hear,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So about having a good idea about Allah, entertaining a good opinion of Him, the infallible Imams have considered this about Allah as a result of one's positive effort. So there seems to be two-way relationship with husnul dhanni billah and action. The more you act based on your belief of the good opinion of the Almighty Allah, the more becomes your action based on that opinion you have entertained. In their traditions, Imam Ali alayhi salam, for example, states, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ أَن تُخْلِصَ الْعَمَلَ وَتَرْجُوَ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَن يَعْفُوَ عَنِ الزَّلَلِ. Having good idea about Allah is attempting sincerely for Him and hoping for Allah's forgiveness of your sins in return. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ أَن لَا تَرْجُو إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَا تَخَافْ إِلَّا ذَنْبَكَ. Having good idea about Allah is to be hopeful in no one but Allah and to fear nothing but your sins. So, as we have, I assume, mentioned earlier on, to entertain a good opinion of Allah is a part of recognition of Him. Allah, the Exalted, has told us that He will give to the servants in accordance with their good opinion about Him. That is why one of the greatest sins is being hopeless of the mercy of Almighty Allah, specifically on the night of Qadr. The night of decree is so important that everyone should be hopeful of His mercy. People will all be forgiven except the one who is not entertaining a good opinion of Allah, who has su'ul dhanni billah. That is why the Almighty Allah says, I will give to my servants as my servants think of me. According to a divine narration, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let him not think but good of me. In this regard, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, invoke Allah while you are confident of the response from Him. And this is very important because one of the requisites of the acceptance of prayers is to be a hopeful of His mercy. And this is important because sometimes we might pray to Allah, we might worship Him, we might supplicate, ask Him our requests, but we might not be given, we might not be answered. And we might be falling into a state of despair, and this despair would veil us from the mercy of Almighty Allah. We'll talk about this more, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam basically comes out and draws out his strategy and his plan for reform in the Islamic Ummah. And he tells the people that, O people, you have come back to square one. You have returned back to your old ways. The same problems that were there before the coming of the Prophet ﷺ have returned back to you. You have become unprincipled. The principles of humanity, of human life, the principle of the value of a human soul has gone away from you, such that your caliph today is ready to fool people, to take away their, to kind of create disunity amongst the people, to choose a group of people and give them privilege above others, while they don't deserve that privilege, just because they are some family relatives or they enjoy some level of influence and affluence. So this has become the criterion now. That means that, O people, you have returned back to your old ways of ignorance. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam, before he can take forward this ship, he needs to first, you know, block those big, big holes that have been carved within it, so that this ship of Islam can go ahead properly and change its direction to the direction which is correct.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about a situation whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam now wants to draw out a strategy about an Islamic Ummah that, according to him,